What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I think the career, it was already in pretty bad shape, but I think Kadarius Toney's pretty much done.
What
bad
happened to him?
In the NFL.
Yeah, bad news here.
Arrested on a count of aggravated assault by strangulation of a woman per TMZ.
I would say done.
The guy sucks at football, and
remember the game against the Steelers when he returned the punt, threw the ball, got penalized for it. At a Steeler.
Wasn't he cut the next day?
And then, well, I'm not done. He dropped one? He dropped the punt return.
Yeah.
That got recovered
by the
Steelers.
Didn't he drop a pass in that game, too?
I don't know about that part, but I know the special teams blunders were aplenty from him, and he was gone
the next
day.
I think it's kind of a weird commentary on, like, the way the NFL ecosystem works. That now, he is, Donnie, I think, probably done because he sucks, and he's getting in trouble for doing, allegedly doing very bad stuff. But, like, up until that, a name like his will get cycled around because he went in the first round. Hey, should this team take a chance on Kadarius Toney? It's like the NFL ecosystem is not good at just saying, hey, this guy's a bum. No one should actually take a chance on him. There's always a chance to just gin up some content. Hey, is your team the right fit for Kadarius Toney? Your coach and quarterback get through to him?
I think, provided we see what happens with this situation, I think the UFL exists for guys like him. I mean, if he doesn't end up having to serve any time here, I think that's where guys like that should have to make their bones all over again and prove that they still got it.
I think my point is good behavior. I think my point is more like, does the NFL does it even matter? Kadarius Toney's just like a pimple on the ass of the NFL.
Right. They don't need Kadarius.
That's what I'm trying to get at. He never showed anything as a pro truly that would have made me go, somebody's got to really figure out a way to
rehab.
Did
score a touchdown in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Okay, fine. I'm saying it's not like even like a Martavis Bryant level where you're like, man, if weed penalties weren't existing back then or if he had just been able to follow the basic rules.
Who's the last Steelers player to score a touchdown in a Super Bowl?
It's not Mike Wallace, is it?
I want to say it's Hines.
I know Mike Wallace caught that little kind of quasi-fade go ball.
And Hines caught one in the back of the end zone against Green Bay.
Maybe it was. I know Wallace caught one in that game. I do know Hines. I just don't remember the order of it.
Well, we're going to find out right now, Malzi. Super Bowl 45.
Here, I got it. Last Steelers. Wallace.
Good
I got
job.
It. Nailed it. 25-yarder.
Ben was on his podcast saying Mike Wallace, very underrated player.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Did one thing really well, but didn't suck at the other things. But just was such a burner that it glossed over the other.
They made the right decision, though, when he turned down their deal, giving it to AB.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.